streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's down to the final two, former President Donald Trump and his one-time U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley battling it out in New Hampshire ahead of tomorrow's primary. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Manchester.
So this race has changed dramatically within the last 24 hours, and so has former President Donald Trump's tone toward Ron DeSantis. Now, Trump is expected back here in New Hampshire tonight. And on top of Ron DeSantis' endorsement, he was also endorsed by Senator Tim Scott. That's actually Tim Scott from South Carolina, who Nikki Haley appointed to that role. Meantime, Nikki Haley also picking up an endorsement by former presidential candidate and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
Donald Trump could testify today in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments, branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar who faked a sexual attack back in the mid-90s. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today, marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. President Biden convening his reproductive health care task force. This is ABC News.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now, it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill has a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is likely to veto the bill. The state health department is recommending that all young children be tested for lead in their blood. Previously, only children deemed at risk were recommended to be tested, like those living in homes built before 1978. They say that children as young as 1 or 2 years old should be tested, and as old as 5 if they haven't yet been tested. Exposure to lead can lead to slowed growth and development. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback.
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this, when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be. And then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest gusting to 25 with a little freezing rain possible by late this afternoon. Tonight, some freezing rain, sleet, and snow showers. Our low 28 tomorrow. Cloudy with rain, freezing rain, and some light snow at a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest, not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. What do we good morning? This is good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
You've had a heck of a morning.
Heck of a morning.
And
heck
here,
of a morning. Hi,
I usually don't call at 4:30 in the morning, and my car won't start.
I bet you guys love getting those. We see my name pop up really early, don't you?
Yeah. And Donna's like, who are you talking to? Yeah, no, there's never a good call at that time. But
just frustrating. Manitowoc, didn't use my car all weekend. Let it sit out. Yeah. But the battery's not that old. But you go out, it's out there at, I think it was, well, what time did I call you guys? 5?
No, it was before that.
It was early, it was 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not starting. It's not starting. And then I'd leave the charge rod. And every time you go out, and I'm not a car aficionado or anything, so every time you go out and you know what I mean? You feel like whatever juice you've built up, you just lost again.
Right.
So there's always that fine line. Do I give it another shot? It's been like 5 minutes. Or do you wait 10 minutes and look at the clock and I'm trying to calculate, because normally it would take 47 minutes to get from there to here. So I'm looking at it. It's like, how many more minutes do I give it to go try it again? And then...
Do you need a police escort here? Because you're here. I can't believe you're here.
I got a semi-escort. All the semis are out on the streets.
Oh, so you just, mix with them.
I thought to myself, man, I wish Jim was driving. Yeah. Then it wouldn't have been a problem.
When you called, I looked at my watch. I'm like, can I go there and get him and be back?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
But,
But just one of those things. Monday morning, season's over, it's bleak, it's whatever. And your car won't start?
Yeah.
Come on, God.
No, I know. There's only so much you can take.
Typical radio guy, you know the exact minute you have to leave in order to be on air on time.
Todd, right. Tell me that's not a radio thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That is such a radio thing. I always used to do it when I used to work at LA IXX, and I was leaving Ledgeview, and Robert Kennedy would be doing the news.
Yeah.
And I always knew, I'd hear, we have, the little funny little story at the end. Sometimes, yep. It's like I could time, that's going to be about 45 seconds. That's going to be whatever. Wow. And then literally walk in the door, turn on the mic, and go. I mean, that's just the way it is in radio sometimes. But this time, I thought there's no way I'm going to get there for the start of the show. But the roads are crystal clear, which is nice.
Yes.
They must, because Friday, they still had really icy patches, and that sun must have at least taken care of them this weekend, huh?
Well, they did a lot of scraping, too.
But
the,
I mean, down
the graders.
The Denmark area that always, there's that one stretch that kind of goes through the fields. You know what I mean?
Yes. The wind.
Yeah. And it's just that one always seems to last. But anyway, that's the way to start my day.
I'm sorry your day started like that. I got to tell you, Johnny, I didn't talk to you after the game. I don't feel as bad as I thought I was going to.
No, I don't either. But you know what? It was one of those things during the, and I'm not going to be a I told you so or but during the course of the game, when they got down inside the 20 and they weren't getting touchdowns.
Yes.
You know what it reminded me of? You know, I'm like, where have I seen this before? It kind of reminded me of that game in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what year it was anymore.
I do.
14 or something. Remember, they're playing good, but they got inside the red zone and they got 3, but they're so in the air. And then a weird play would happen. And then it kind of had that kind of, it's like, it's there for you. You've played great. The thing that I loved the most
was at the very start of the game, they started out exactly like in Dallas, control the clock.
Yeah.
Keep the ball out of their guys' hands.
Right.
And I thought they did, you know, in my little keys that I put together, get some upfront pressure on Purdy. He's only maybe 6 foot. You know, take away his passing lanes. That's what happened to Baker Mayfield yesterday.
Oh, I saw. I know you like him, but yeah.
Yeah. I still threw for like incredible, you know, number of yards, but he just, then that last interception was bad. But anyway, but it was, you know what? If somebody said but I will say this. My most disappointing aspect of everything could have been Packer Lions for a trip to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you know how much fun that would have been?
When you grow up with some of your family members as Lions fans, and the most fervent, I give Lions fans a lot of credit. They have been so bad for so many years, and they, you know, biatch complain about their team like everybody does, but they have stayed loyal. I mean, Lions would be 0-16. I remember one time.
Right. When
they won their first game after 0-16, he was riding around town honking his horn. We're number one. They won a game. I mean, they wore their jerseys to bars all the time. I give Lions fans all the credit in the world for sticking with their team as fervently as they have. So they do the fans do deserve this.
Oh yeah.
But Packers Lions would have been amazing.
And my friend would have got us tickets. That guy that I told you about that stayed at his
place. In Detroit?
He was at the game yesterday. I remember I told you he stayed at his place. We went to the Lions game.
That had his own plane?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll
do that.
That's when Mason Crosby missed all those field goals.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that game?
Yeah,
but anyway,
okay,
that's a great environment. I just want to say I love that stadium.
Quick thing about that. One of my very best friends died 2 days before that. So that Monday, I drive all the way up to Nagani for the funeral.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got. Standing in line to, like, you know, give your respects was, hey, Mino, how about your kicker?
Yeah.
From Lions fans. At a funeral.
Yep.
In a funeral.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's all.
They take it.
It wasn't, hey, John, how are you doing? Sorry about your friend. It was, hey, how about your kicker?
People take it pretty serious.
That's what I mean, especially up there.
Well, I don't know if it's one of those things where there's not a lot else going on.
That's true.
A little bit, right?
I mean, okay, you go to some of those small little towns.
Right.
I'm from a small town of maybe 5,000 people, but at least you got Marquette, which is probably 20,000,
yeah.
You know, close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're in some of those backward areas of the UP, towards the copper country, as they call it.
It is
the isolation.
Discussion. And it is and what they talk about. Yeah.
You might have a Walmart 10 miles away, and that's a big trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
But I was just really, really pleased with the Packers. I love
Aaron Jones for his size. Aaron Jones is the strongest man I've ever known for his size. It's mind-boggling. I mean, have you seen him in shorts? He's got small little calves. How he generates the power he generates, I don't know. I don't know.
And I'm not even thinking that these individual players and the X's and O's, and you know that better than a lot of us, but just the whole spirit of that team. I mean, there was no divas.
No, none.
None. Thinking, John.
The only thing that turned weird for a while there was Jair Alexander. And I will say they nipped that one in the
butt.
They
did. I was going to say
totally different person like 48 hours
wasn't
later.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool.
Yeah. I just think it's a great locker room. I like the coach. And, like when they lost to San Francisco, I don't know if it was Rodgers, but I was like, I didn't feel as bad, but I really felt bad for the Packers losing because I really think had something special, as they say.
Well, I mean, let's call a spade on something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As magnificent as Jordan Love has been, he kind of reverted to the issues that he had earlier this year, throwing across the grain.
Yeah, he said.
Throwing dangerous passes. He reverted back to that out of the blue. He did.
Yeah.
And it's like,
But he said he said that was a mortal sin. Like, I think he,
I know, but he hadn't done it in a long time.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, I thought that was out of his system.
That panic, maybe, yeah.
Well, he's just trying too hard to make that play. It's like,
exactly.
Instead of living for another day, he tries too hard to make the play. And it's like, oh, that's the old AM that I thought was. So, I mean, you can't. And again, the kicker, you know, going into the game, you know what I've said about
him. Have.
How long ago did I say that, Jim?
And you did.
What did I say my biggest fear was a month ago?
You said
him missing a big kick.
You did. That was your concern. You said Love is our guy.
Yep.
And you said that when he was kind of in the crosshairs.
All the way through. I've never gotten off his
bandwagon. No, you were always on his bandwagon. And you were always concerned about
kicker.
And, I don't know. You're not supposed to blame the kicker for
well,
a game.
Whatever. But hey, think people in Buffalo are blaming their kicker right now?
Boy.
Like they said, the worst. The one phrase you're not allowed to say when with little kids growing up is wide right. It's like, oh, I felt so bad for that kid.
So did I.
But that was a pretty tough wind condition. I mean, it was going from left to right, and you saw that wind just take. I got to tell you something weird, and I wish I had a recording of the game. I think it's on the sneak that the Packers did not get the first down. You watch the ref come running in from the top of the screen, and he's running right in a line that would have been a first down, and he veered. He took a step to his left and marked it short. I'm not kidding. I got to try to find that video. If anybody recorded the game.
Yeah, I know that play. Yeah, I think you're right.
But why? I've never seen that happen. All the football I've done in my lifetime and watched, I've never seen a ref kind of change direction.
Wow.
Running towards the play. And he was on the backside. It's not like where... You know what I'm saying? He was looking at Love's back and everything. So if somebody recorded the game, please look that up for me and tell me if you see that.
Wow.
Where he veered, and then they didn't get the first down.
Yeah.
Those are bad. Those are one of those things early. It's,
Yeah.
And then when Savage didn't make that, it's like, You only get a certain number of golden opportunities in a big game like that because the competition's so good. I mean, they wouldn't be there if they weren't. And when you don't capitalize on those opportunities and you're playing at their place, it just seems like those will haunt you terribly.
Well, I think Jordan Love said that. I just thought I can't believe that guy's only, 23?
So much poise.
Oh, my gosh, 24.
So much poise.
He, unbelievable. They said, what did you learn? And he's like, look, I really learned that in the playoffs, every play is
like, so critical.
It's critical. Every play. It's not like, well, okay, we got two more here. You know, Johnny, of course, I like to bet, but
speaking of which, Todd, do I get a bell or something?
Yeah,
whatever
you want.
Weeks ago, bet. He said, what do you think on the game, betting on the game? And I said, well, Packers are getting 7.5 against the Cowboys. I said, I'd take it. He goes, I wouldn't. I said, well, let's bet. He goes, $20.
Yeah, I did. So I weighed 20.
I win.
Do I
press the wrong button.
This past week, I said Packers are getting 7.5. I would definitely take that. You said, okay, double or nothing.
Yeah, it's getting expensive.
Another bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Okay. Okay. Well, so
you're down 40 bones.
That's okay. That's okay. As long as we win.
Well, we didn't, but still, I mean.
Oh, you mean the Niners game? Yeah. That's all right. We didn't get,
I thought that was real, that was a dumb thing on the part of Vegas, I thought. That was way too big of a spread,
yeah,
I thought.
I agree.
I mean, you just come off beating the Cowboys at their place.
But I want to talk
to you. You get 7.5?
When we come back.
I would have jumped all over that if I really bet.
When we come back, I want to talk to you. When people that we play have a bad game. You know what I'm saying? Like Dallas had a bad game.
Yeah.
San Francisco, I was reading this. They had a bad game.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's good. I mean,
we're helping make them have bad games.
But do they take us too light?
Yeah, I think so. I do.
We need a little respect.
Oh, I like it. I like it. No more love songs this week, though.
No.
All right, Mino and Mayor getting it started here in the off season. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas
pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back.
What's Todd's theme this week, do you know?
There's no theme.
There's no theme.
Okay. Although I do have a song planned for tomorrow, because as I go through my show prep, and John, it's one of your favorite songs. Tomorrow's a birthday of somebody, so I know you're going to love it.
Okay.
So that's well, tomorrow.
Got a couple of texts here. According to Coach LaFleur, Carlsoners are kicker next season. Well, you got to give him an off season to try to work it out. I mean, you really do. I mean, bring in somebody else, but you got to give him a shot when you're a draft pick like that. I got another text here. It definitely was a bad spot in that fourth down. Should have taken the points, though, but then again, we don't have a kicker. I'm not a real fan of what Tom Rinaldi did. When he said that LaFleur said, every time he goes out there, I say a prayer. I got a feeling that was sort of taken out of context and sort of a whatever. I don't think that's, I can't see Matt LaFleur, who's so supportive of his team, really saying something like that. No, I got a feeling that came out worse than it was intended. It's, do you think, Todd?
When I saw that, I was like, boy, that just doesn't sound like Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, know? Not at all. Exactly the opposite. I could see him saying, well, you know, like everybody else, just pray he makes it, like everybody. You know what I mean? Versus, oh, I just pray.
Right.
I got a feeling that was taken out of context. I've in all the press, in all the quotes I've seen of Matt LaFleur, I've never seen him be that way towards his players. He's always so respectful no matter what.
Oh, yeah, he's
so. And by the way, you guys haven't even commented on my new Packer sweatshirt.
I like that. Where'd you get that?
It took like 6 weeks from the pro. It was supposed to be for Christmas, and they were so backordered and so sold out. These are those brown ones, buckskin color in the military salute to the military.
They were wearing those, right?
Yeah, on the sidelines. I love it. I'm so excited to be here and talk about the big game with the Lions and look at my new Packer shirt.
Where's ours? Did you bring?
No, but this is a large instead of an extra large, so I won't be able to wear it in about two more weeks.
Stop.
It's that winter solstice, whatever they call it, where you just kind of eat.
John, I was telling Todd this morning that, you know, I was kind of under the weather a little bit. And
you were really under.
I was.
Hey, what, did you get your temperature taken?
Yeah, did you?
What was it?
It's like my.
I know. But
he's like my dad, you know. Go home. 102. Yeah, I was a little high.
You were hot.
Yeah.
See, I told you, Todd. I said, when I touched his forehead, which was a weird thing to do.
I know. That was weird.
I thought that was weird, too. I'm going to be honest with you. I sprayed lice all over my hand.
Okay. But it was.
Went out and washed it with gasoline, like I said, I used to do.
Okay. There. Yeah, that's right.
And
thank
you
God
were
he
hot.
Did it. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, I was surprised. So, yeah, I did. I went home. Okay. Anyway, but what I usually do, I was telling Todd, as you know, I like to cook, and I like to cook to honor the visiting team. So I would have made, you know, ribs, obviously, for the Chiefs game. And I was going to make this awesome, like, I know clam chowder is more Boston, but, you know, kind of a seafood thing. And I didn't. And
well, I don't blame you if you're feeling that crappy.
I know, but the good thing, I have lost a couple pounds.
All right, so that's the best thing in the world.
Right. That's what I
love. That
that's
feeling.
The good thing about being sick.
I'll tell you, like, okay, I'm going to lose my man card.
Okay. That, you lost that with Barry Manilow, man.
Let me find my replaceable man card and hand it over to you. I'm going to tell you a movie I really like.
Oh, jeez.
Total, not guys movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Devil Wears Prada.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What about that movie has you enthralled with
Meryl Streep is awesome.
Oh, she always is.
Yeah. I like Adrian Grenier. I used to watch him in Entourage, which was a great show back in the day. And what's her name? Anne Hathaway is kind of cool and funky. But anyway, okay.
Okay.
She, you know, there's all these, you know, design in New York and high fashion, blah, blah, blah. She says to the one girl, she says, hey, you're looking really slim. She goes, yeah, I'm only one bout with the stomach flu away from being at my ideal weight.
Right.
And it's also one of my favorite lines, and I always say the same thing. If I just get one bout of the stomach flu, I'll be there. Yeah.
So that's, anyway. That was the
bottom. So do I have to hand over my man card? Probably, huh, Todd? Actually, I know another movie coming out that I would watch.
What's that?
This, because I'm going to sound like a creepy old man now or something. Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I
that's
thought the first
gotten a
one
lot
was
of awards.
So funny. I thought that was one of the funniest movies ever.
Yeah. No, that's.
Yeah.
I think that.
And anything with Tina Fey.
I was just
right.
going to say exactly
She's
those words.
She's just good in anything.
Yes.
Yep.
No. Anything.
But didn't that just win a bunch of awards? Wasn't there something?
I think you're thinking of Barbie.
No, no, I'm not.
I don't think it's been out yet.
Okay. How come I read about that? Because it's coming out.
It's coming out. It's getting a lot of pub. But
it's getting, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, yes, that's going to be very, very popular.
Okay.
And it's a musical, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Yes. So it is a musical.
Oh, the first one wasn't.
Right. It's out right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it up? Okay. I'm kind of confused. But anyway, it is a musical. It wasn't, and it is now.
I'm not a fan of musicals.
Oh, I am.
I've never seen a musical.
Now you got Jim. Now you got Jim going.
No, I am going to go.
Grease is the only musical I've ever seen.
Yeah. I thought it was maybe up for something. Maybe not. But anyway, that Mean Girls I don't think that's a man card thing. I think that's going to be really, really good. I'm gonna definitely take that in.
All right.
So,
well, if it's a musical.
What, John? Musical that just adds more theater to it. So,
all right. I got this one. Devil's Worst Prada is amazing. My daughter and I watch it so many times. I know every word. That's all. Mary. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that.
What was that movie?
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Adrian Grenier. You know who's in that movie who has a really cool show that you would love?
What's that?
Stanley Tucci. Have you seen his show, Stanley Tucci, like, does Italy?
No.
He goes to all these little places in Italy, in these remote places, and eats their local cuisine.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Now, wait a minute. I got him mixed up. That guy, did he die?
No.
You're thinking of the other guy.
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain was at the Widener. You know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
really?
In Green Bay. Uh-huh.
Did he do a show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where did he go?
Did he go to
a restaurant here?
No. I think he talked there.
Oh, that's right. But he didn't do one of his shows.
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, who's the guy? This guy that goes to Italy?
Stanley Tucci.
No, is that PBS?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows what stations are these? You know what I mean? I mean, really, does anybody really know? Got this one. I love Stanley Tucci's show. It is great.
All right. I'll check that out.
Yeah. Okay. And there's, you know, these.
And I love Italian food, too.
That's what I mean.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got this one. I don't like musicals, but I like to Paint Your Wagon. Paint Your Wagon was Lee Marvin in about 1969. Remember Lee Marvin? Actually, you want to know a good, if you want to call it a musical, I don't know if you call it a musical. You want to know a great Western that was kind of a musical?
Oh, I don't think there's a lot. Well, Oklahoma.
Besides that, I'm trying to think of the name of it. Cat Ballou. Do you remember Cat Ballou?
No.
Cat Ballou, Cat Ballou, you're mean and evil through and through. Remember that one? With Lee Marvin? And Lee Marvin and Jane Fonda before she turned weird. No? Okay, he's actually coughing on that. It says this one, Stanley Tucci shows on the Food Network. The Food Network.
Oh, okay,
our
the Food
listeners
Network.
All
right.
Know more than us.
They do.
We can bring up any topic, we always like kind of stutter and stammer. And,
right.
And our listeners just be, yep, boom, here it is.
It's kind of like going to school.
Yep, here it is.
Right.
Here's what it is.
We bring up the subject, they have the answers.
You never saw Cat Ballou?
No.
You're the only guy your age that has not seen Cat Ballou.
I don't believe that at all.
I'll bet you. Okay, I will give you back half of your wager towards me on this one, or you add another $10 to it.
All right, deal.
You owe me $40 in legitimate bets.
I have $40. I'll write that down.
Okay. Guys, 50 and over. Have you seen Cat Ballou? Yes or no?
All the no's get a dollar.
Come on, I can't do that. You're not in office anymore, yeah. Jim. You can't buy votes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Just go buy some delegates. Well, you said a quick break. Mine on the mayor on a Monday morning. Back of us.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
So far, markets in 2024 painted in a very negative light. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And right now, it doesn't look like prices are going to improve anytime soon. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says any farm, regardless of what you're raising or how big you are, needs to make sure you're focused in on risk management.
You know, maybe we're getting to a capitulation point, at least in the corn price, where maybe things can find some stability, but the numbers are still just pointing to a slippery slope. So right now for producers, you know, you got to kind of get control of your unpriced bushels, whether it's through put strategies or some type of strategy here. Because right now, with the break of 460, that was a big number for me. We lost that last week. You know, we're looking at possibly challenging those lower fours now on the historical side in terms of these charts, and the money just continues to push the ag sector to the downside.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. And as we start off on a Monday morning, corn, beans, wheat, all trading lower. Numbers are next.
How does the Dairy Checkoff measure and report its return on investment to its farmers?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the Texas A&M does an annual study, and I think the last one was for every dollar that is spent and invested for a farmer money, that's like a $4.78 return. But really, there's so many different ways to look at that. We, you know, dairy per capita consumption has increased by 80 pounds per person, or about 2.2 pounds per year. Our dairy consumption has grown 6% in the last 5 years alone. One of the measurables that we have is we invest in PR, which is where we provide story ideas to editors and newsrooms around the country. And then if they pick those stories up, they'll tell them for free. We earned over $70 million in publicity in PR last year across major news networks, local news networks, farm networks, everywhere. It's pretty cool that we were able to spend $1 million and get $70 million worth of media investment return.
Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you have questions, head on over to wisconsindairy.org and don't hesitate to reach out to them.
Dairy markets on Friday in Chicago saw the barrel cheese gain 2¾ cents to 146¾. 40-pound block cheese was down 2½ at 144½. Double A butter on Friday closed 2 cents lower, 254½ per pound. This morning, February milk's unchanged, $15.79 on the Class 3 contract. March milk down a penny at $16.08. Currently, March corn's unchanged. December new crop unchanged, $4.75½. March soybeans are down a penny. November new crop down a penny and a half at $11.89¾. July wheat currently trading 3 cents lower at $6.06¾. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand as we get started on a Monday morning. Remember, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com, submit your email, and you're all set. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest gusting to 25 with a little freezing rain possible by late this afternoon. Tonight, some freezing rain, sleet, and snow showers. Our low 28 tomorrow. Cloudy with rain, freezing rain, and some light snow at a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Brittley Merlot is standing by, but first, this segment brought to you by our great friends at Midwest Restoration. Weather is still pretty cold out there, folks. There's still a chance for pipes freezing, which you do not want to have happen. Or something backing up like a sump pump this spring or a little fire that causes some damage. None of those things are great for a house. In fact, they're disastrous for a house. And that's why the fellows from Midwest Restoration are there for you. You give them a call. It's simple. 920-MIDWEST. 920-MIDWEST. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. These guys are not just these faceless sort of people. These guys have a heart. They have concern. They are literally there to help you, not just to take care of the problem. They will help you in every way possible. Your furnace might go out, which could cause cause pipes to freeze. Anything could happen, especially if you go out on the, you go on a vacation or something, and you don't know that your furnace went out.
I know.
It could be disastrous what could happen in your
house.
Come
back and, ugh.
Yep. So we're going to have Ryan on this week, I believe. Right, Todd?
Yeah, I believe he's scheduled on Wednesday.
We're going to have Ryan on, and there's a bunch of questions I've been just kind of putting together for that. And when I also have my questions put together for our, what's the name of it, Todd?
Uperty.
Oh, man.
Uper Jeopardy. Yep.
Between?
It's going to be between Laura Weigert and, what's his name?
Steve Grenier.
Steve, yeah.
And Steve is?
He is the director of public works for the city of Green Bay. Obviously grew up in the UP, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Norway?
Tech guy. No, yep. He grew up in Norway, yeah. And is he loves, I will say this about Upers. You love the UP.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, you're proud of it.
We have to be.
Yeah.
Brittany's nodding at that. She agrees.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of them. Yes.
I'm by heart, right? I love the UP and I love the people there too. And right. You guys should be proud. It's beautiful up there.
Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate that.
It is. Yeah. And so we're doing this trivia.
I wish so many people didn't realize that now so I could go up and buy a camp. But they've gotten
right?
So expensive.
I agree.
You can't. It's like you used to be able to walk. You could go through any of those small towns like around Gwynn or Crystal Falls or Iron River or these. And you would have, signs up all the time, for sale, $130, $140 maybe. These nice, cute little camps that, the grandpa built back in the 40s or whatever. Well, now what happens is people from outside the area go in, they buy that, and the first thing they do is they knock it down and build about a $350,000 place. Isn't that true, Brittany?
It's so true. I've watched property that has just been gorgeous just be changed and demolished and gone, and the vibe is different, but, throws money into the area, I guess.
Well, and that's not unique to the UP. I mean, that's happened in so many lakes here in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, Wisconsin, but it's like, Chicago, of course.
Right, keep moving.
But now it's moved further north.
Right. So it's...
Because I had a lady from Chicago call me when I was in real estate in Manitowoc, and she said, listen, we're looking to buy some property on Lake Michigan in the Door County area. We're going to pay $1 million cash. I'm like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is phenomenal. 2.5 was the cheapest I could find.
Yeah, that's crazy. When Sandra comes on, there's been some more news of real estate lately.
Yes,
I want to talk to
you. See that?
Lots of news on real estate.
So. Lots.
And now that football is coming to an end in our world, for other people, for four other teams, it's not, but... we'll be talking about other issues. But, hey, Brittany, what did you think of that game? Did you watch that?
Oh, I watched it. I thought we had it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's not much to say. But I'm still sulking.
Brittany, I was talking to Todd when I got in this morning. How did you feel after the game? Like, were you proud? Were you mad? Were you like, I didn't feel like, oh, we missed an opportunity. I'm like, look, we're going to be there. This team is unbelievable.
Well, exactly. The part that made me mad, like legitimately mad though. And like I told you about Carlson going in.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. So it's been one of those things that's just been festering with me for so long.
Yeah.
And then that happened. And then Jordan, like, throwing that last, it's like, that's not, that's, you did that in like week four.
Right.
And you haven't done it since. It's like, ah. Right. So it's like a couple of self-inflicted things that killed us.
Right.
That's the part.
Were you guys aware that now there's this big, this big conspiracy theory that it's all rigged?
Yes. But the Super Bowl image with the two colors, right?
Well, that's what Rodgers was talking about, right?
He did.
Aaron Rodgers?
He did.
Was talking about that.
And somewhere on the web or on TV, Brittany, you may have seen this, but a news station said the pregame show will be Reba McEntire, blah, 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 on the Super Bowl featuring the 49ers, and I can't remember the other team that they stated.
Ravens?
Yeah, the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Wow. Actually had a superimposed up on the screen. So now So did the game get thrown at the very end because that was the outcome?
Oh my God. I did not see that. I know Rodgers was talking about that, but the colors of the logos over the last however many years have matched exactly who then ends up. Because he's saying I want the logo next year at the start of the season to be like New York Jet Green.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Interesting. Well, Brittany, my car didn't start this morning. Because,
oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah, no. I was out jumping trying to jump my car at 4:30 this morning, Brittany. On the
Monday.
One of the worst, you know, one of my worst days always for since I was like 4 years old was the end of the Packers season. Because I always feel like doesn't matter how bad the weather is, whatever. You know what? Come Sunday, come four more days, five more days, you got Green Bay Packer football, which is, you know, whatever. And now we don't. So it's that first Monday, like when you get up for school on Monday, it's like, oh. It's like winter has started and all the doldrums and the whatever. So the only way for, you know, to feel worse was for my battery to be dead this morning. And for 45 minutes trying to get it jumped, calling poor Todd and Jim. When they see my number pop up at 4:48 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he's not happy. Yeah.
And he said he had jumper cables. And I'm like, I said to Todd, you know, I got AAA. I'm not sure I have jumper cables. He goes, oh, that's a Uper thing. I got them all over the house.
You can go, if you're in the UP and you have a dead battery, you can go to the first guy you see at a gas station. Would you by chance have, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Of course.
Probably got two sets in the back
of his car. Absolutely. In the UP, 90% of the people carry jumper cables. Trust me.
He said, it's a Uper thing. I got them all over the house.
I would not go anywhere without jumper cables.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, with this colder weather and we had the snow, I would think outdoor enthusiasts like snowboarders and, you know, cross-country skiers, you got a phenomenal, solid base now, right?
Oh, yeah. We're enjoying it. We're soaking it up, loving it. Everything's good to go. Even here in Wausau, I know we missed a lot of the big snow, especially that you guys got. But we're loving it until the temperatures warm up this week. I know that you like the warmth, but...
Well, my battery does.
Not so much.
But it's one of those things, though, when you get that, I would think this would be... These have been ideal conditions around here for winter sports because everything is just... I mean, you could walk across the snow right now. It's so solid. You know what I mean? It's so frozen and everything that whatever you get on top of this, at least you got that real solid base, correct?
No, hopefully, okay. But I don't think so. I mean, here's what's going to happen. So overnight tonight, we're going to have a little bit of freezing rain, drizzle kind of move in. So that's going to put down an icy glaze. Mm. So we'll have the snowpack with a little bit of ice on top of it as we go into this next system. So slick and slippery out there for tomorrow morning. Then we get a little shot of some snowfall as well, about 1 inch or so. Nothing too crazy, but that's going to be on top of the hard pack, the ice. Now some lighter snowfall. Then as we go into Wednesday afternoon, our temperatures climb above freezing, and we're going to get hit with at least a quarter inch of rainfall.
Ugh.
So that means I'm thinking a lot of melting is going to happen here.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure we're going to see much snow by Thursday.
Oh,
however, the temperatures drop again. We could see a little bit of light snow Thursday into Friday morning, and then it kicks on out of here. But we're going through a roller coaster of temperatures this week.
You know what the scary part of that is for ice, you know, on lakes right. and things like that, with because that makes kind of rotten right. ice.
Yeah. And sidewalks. Yep.
And I was just sidewalks. Thinking
John and I'll be going down again this yes. week.
John took a two headers last week.
Two yeah. of them. I'm wearing different shoes on, but different shoes. See those?
Oh, yeah.
Those more, are I happening. Got more traction.
Brittany,
my next step, I'm going to get those things that mailmen used to wear where they got the little
spikes in it.
Spikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be yeah, my next thing.
You, well, yes. Yeah. You get those.
I have those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I rock them. I don't care.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm not going to fall.
Oh, cool.
And you just put those over your shoe, right? Yep. You don't. They're any not shoe. Part of your shoe. You can put it on any shoe.
Yeah, yeah, just pull them over.
Right. Hey, Brittany, I was reading in the paper this morning. They had, you know, we've had Dr. Lyerly on here.
Lyerly
on here just talking about, you know, health.
What's her first name again?
Kristen.
Oh, very good. I think you say Kirsten, like you used to say.
Okay. Health and wellness in the winter. And, you know, Johnny is all about this fat tire bike, but
oh, yes.
they were too expensive and scared him away. But there's rentals, too. And in the paper today, they listed the five destinations for fat tire bike rentals. And I just wanted to, you know, you do that, right? That's good exercise.
I do.
You go out with your friends and all right.
Absolutely.
So it's, it has ski. Do you go to Ski Brule? Because that's one of them.
Ski Brule is outside of Iron River.
Yeah, I know. That's
is it?
That's
your... Oh, yeah. I think you're talking about Wisconsin.
The Brule River? Is that what we're talking about?
No. They talked about the best places, and they said Green Circle Trail and Standing Rocks Park in Stevens Point. You been there?
Ooh, I have not.
Okay, and then I just want to say, for our listeners here, how about Windmar Trails in Winchester? Nope. Okay, how about Ski Brule in Iron Mountain? Have you
Iron River.
Iron River, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Iron River.
I think we may have, she's frozen there.
Yeah.
And there she is. She's back.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I'm back.
I think.
All right.
Hey, okay. I got a quick question for you. In the UP, when they really want snow because of all the winter carnivals and all the, you know, there's a lot of things invested into winter up there. And if they don't have a lot of snow, who do they pray to?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay. Look, the god of snowstorms.
Okay. Okay.
Well, who is it?
Heki Lunta.
Who?
Heki Lunta.
That's Indian.
No, it's not. It's Finnish.
Heki Lunta?
Heki Lunta.
I'm going to have to do some research on
do
that.
Do some research on that.
I've never heard this.
Heki Lunta.
Cool. All right. Yeah. All right.
Was said to live in the backwoods of the Finnish farming community in Michigan,
yes.
20 miles south of Houghton.
Uh-huh. And what does it say about him, Todd?
Fictional Heki Lunta. Furthermore, it was reported to have the ability to perform a dance which would cause the snow to fall from the skies.
There you go. There you
all
go.
All right.
Yeah.
You should have saved that, Johnny, for the trivia.
It's going to be in there.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's one of our questions.
That is a good one.
They're not listening, are they?
Yeah. No.
Well, okay, they got one. They got one.
Brittany, but I just want to get this fat tire thing because I think I want to try that. So this Hilly Haven golf course, have you done that in Deep Here? They ooh, offer fat trail.
That one, I think I have in the pier. Yes.
Yep, that's going to be fun. Good. And that's close. Well, that's over where you used to live.
Ah, well, kind of, sort of. Though, you know what was a real popular one where I used to live was Green Isle, just the whole Green Isle Trail.
Okay. Yeah.
That was really popular.
We'll give that a whirl.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. You could get on that right by, like, you know, Blue Restaurant in Ledgeview.
Yep.
Where that is. You could get on it, like, right there and take it all the way, basically to right here, right?
What about the Mountain Bay Trail? Take it from you to me. We can go Wausau to Green Bay. We can connect on the Mountain Bay with the fat tire bike.
That's awesome. I love it.
Wow.
I love it. Very cool.
And you can rent them, so you don't have to.
Brittany, did you ever see the movie The Devil Wears Prada?
Yes, I have.
Do you think I lose my man card because I enjoyed that movie?
Possibly.
That's okay. I don't have it to lose after. What did I lose it for, Todd?
Lulu. Didn't you lose it for Lulu?
No, something. Oh, Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
He could have just said, yeah, I was kind of cleaning the house and had the Barry Manilow special on. I would have been like, that's a little weird, but okay. But you know what he said? I got an Afghan
quilt
and a cup of tea. And I don't know if his cat was on.
I don't
him,
have a cat.
But, okay. But it just was, it was a little too much for me. Right. I'm like, Johnny.
You crochet?
Right.
That's what I asked too. Knitting.
Wow. Wow, Brittany. Really?
I need some mittens. I'm
Brittany.
There you go.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Brittany Merlot joining us.
Love you.
Thank you for all the updates. Brittany, love you too. You're the best. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Brittany Merlot, back after this.
Don't
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here on a Monday morning. 22 degrees in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 21 in Oshkosh.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. It just feels colder, though.
It does.
It really does.
Damn. I think, though,
if you're out trying to start your car with jumper cables and you're not wearing gloves.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It feels like less than 22.
National Hot Sauce Day. I'm not one of those super hot sauce guys. Are you guys?
Oh, man.
Some people with wings. Have you ever been with people and they put that stuff on wings and it's like just the fragrance of it like gets in your nostrils and everything?
I don't like anything that's too vinegary. You know, some of that hot sauce is very vinegary. I don't like that. But like an Asian zing or something like that is pretty good.
Zing, some people need it just like so red hot. I don't get that where your mouth just burns.
I like spice, but if I'm having some friends over, especially guy friends, I put out a couple bottles of hot sauce because some of them, it's unbelievable how much they add to
the
chili.
Hot?
Yeah, to add to the chili or add to the wings.
Do you want some of my Vietnamese seasoning? No, I gave Todd some that time we did a cold. That'll get the nose running hot, Todd.
Jim, you've got to try this.
All right.
You would love it.
Yeah.
Okay, is that you buy that over here?
No, when I was in real estate, some Vietnamese
they made
people
it?
Gave it to me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably pretty good stuff.
It's phenomenal. Today's also National Polka Day. Oh, Polka Dot Day.
Yeah.
Polka Dot Day. Also, happy birthday to Linda Blair of The Exorcist, and Steve Perry is 75 years old today. You know, when I first came to Green Bay, the biggest song, and you know, you remember songs sometimes you move someplace?
Tubular Bells.
When I moved to Green Bay and I turned on the TV MTV or whatever, first song was, I think it was Steve Perry, Sarah, Sarah.
That's actually, it's Starship.
Oh.
Yeah, wrong song.
You sure?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, did you, The Exorcist, you were in high school, right? When that came out? 76, 77?
Yeah, I think like the summer of my, you know, where I just graduated.
Yeah.
That was a scary movie.
That was.
Say what you want. That was a scary movie.
You were a Catholic boy.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about it in class?
Well, I was in a Catholic school then.
Oh.
I was in the public school.
Oh, this is that Tubular
Bells.
With
Lutherans. Great,
I love this music
and
too.
Methodists. Some Presbyterians.
This was a good movie.
And yes, an occasional Baptist.
Where'd you get a Baptist up there?
You know why? I'll tell you why. They're all from the Air Force Base.
Oh.
They're from the South.
Yeah, right.
Who moved up there and then wanted to stay up there. They really liked it.
Yeah.
And those were the only Baptists. Because I'd never met a Baptist before.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They take it pretty literal.
Okay, first of all, I think people are doing something intentionally to make me give you money.
Okay, thank you. No.
And I think this poll is null and void because you offered to pay people.
No,
over the age of 50, have you seen Cat Ballou? I said yes, everybody would. We got 95% no, 5% yes. Because you said you'd pay everybody. You'd get their things and literally pay them.
Nobody asked for payment.
No.
So that's $10, so I'm down to 30.
We need a recount on that one. Okay. Check those voting machines there.
Right, 95%.
Got this one text. John, if you said Riverside Pizza and Ashwaubenon, phenomenal. Okay, not here, not in Ashwaubenon, but I did up in Iron River. That was the place to go. Whenever you had a basketball game or a softball game or something in that area, or if you went skiing at Ski Brule, everybody went to Riverside Pizza. It's the first place I've ever had pizza cut into little squares.
Oh, yeah.
First time I'd ever seen that. Yes, in Riverside Pizza, I saw where they just moved to the Green Bay area, and one of their first things for advertising is they got an NIL deal with Matt Wonders from UW Green Bay, who's from Iron Mountain.
Oh,
so we got I think it's the first NIL name, image, and likeness
right.
In the NCAAs for a UWGB athlete. Cool. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what?
But I want to get them on.
So he's the face of this pizza.
Uh huh.
We got to get him on here.
I know. As soon as I saw that, I texted Todd the other day.
Yeah, we are. We're working on that.
And
yeah,
he can bring.
And we want to get the owners of Riverside Pizza here on the show.
Absolutely.
It's a nice Italian family. They owned it for, I believe, 80 years in Iron River.
And that is the number one fast food that people like. Everybody would think.
I'll tell you what.
Cheeseburgers.
This weekend, pizza. Friday, my favorite place from Two Rivers.
Oh,
my
yeah.
favorite pizza.
Port Sandy.
Port Sandy Bay.
Yeah. That.
I will put their pizza up against anybody. They are tremendous.
Yeah. They. And that again,
and
it's
great crust.
Like you just mentioned about that Riverside 80 years. Port Sandy Bay has some consistency too. That was when we were in high school, we would go there. And
oh,
that
no
was
kidding.
A long, long time ago. So
yeah.
They turn out a great, great product there. And yeah, good. This would be fun. And so what does this kid get? Is it public or is it just
I don't know if it's public or not. One of my good friends, Jess Miller, I think is in charge of trying to coordinate that with local people. And I mean, you know, some of those people, I mean, they make,
oh my God.
Where do I see the new quarterback going to Ohio State transfer from Alabama? They figure it's going to be $4 to $5 million.
Right. Yeah.
19-year-old kid, $4 to $5 million.
Right.
Just for switching schools.
And he hasn't even
played yet. Hasn't played. I don't know if he's played it down at Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see if this guy's on the, you know, this will be fun because I think we're going to learn something too.
Absolutely. I want to be involved with this.
Radio guys. And
yeah.
To see, because there's going to be many, many more of these NIL things, right?
For GB?
I don't know.
I hope it's the start.
Me too.
Because for one thing, that's one of the reasons some of these guys transfer out of like a GB level.
Right.
Because they're not getting NIL money. And then if they have, you know, great success and some other school says, hey, we'll give you even $50,000. And it's like at that age, oh my God.
Right.
To me, $50,000 would have been like $1 million.
Right.
I would have considered that the greatest thing in the world.
And that's what I'm hoping for. I hope this.
Well, I'm really pulling for Sundance.
Oh, me too.
I am. Well, of course, Kevin Borseth was one of the greatest guys in the world, but I think Green Bay has such a great coach with his energy, his personality, his whole thing. I am a big fan of Sundance Wicks. So I hope nothing but great things for them.
And if he can retain people through the NIL.
Well, that's the key. I mean, they got two freshmen that are phenomenal. But the key is, you know, because they had the guy a couple of years ago, McGee, and he was this great young player, and then he transferred to Wisconsin. And it's like.
So I'm going to ask this kid, what?
By the way, well, I have to mention, did you see what happened to Caitlin Clark yesterday?
With that.
Girl running over her? Did you see that? Did you see that, Todd?
I'm not sure.
No.
Caitlin Clark, who had, I think, 43 points. You know, the great player for Iowa.
Yeah.
You're just going to be the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball. They got beat by Ohio State, at Ohio State. Big upset and everything like that. Ohio State had like 18,000 people at the game, school record and everything.
Wow. Yeah,
and they stormed the court. Well, Caitlin Clark is trying to run off the court, and this other girl, and kind of a bigger person, I think it was a girl, but this bigger person, like didn't see her, and she's sprinting to join these other students who are at the end of the court, and they collided. And I mean, Caitlin Clark went down hard.
Ooh.
And they were worried that she was like really banged up and possibly serious injury. But that storming the court, I'm telling you, man, things can happen. I will never forget the day at Wisconsin when they were first starting to get good in football. This was like 93, 94, one of those years. And I don't even remember who they beat, but it was a big win. I think Penn State, but it was a big win for them. And they stormed the field, and all those kids got trapped under the bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
it was
I do.
Tragedy.
I do. That was, yep. But the energy is unbelievable at those.
We got to go to break. I'm still figuring out the theme of Todd. Back up.
You are home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc reminds you, In times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. This from Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc. Call 920-686-1180. Jason and the team know we live in the land of the free thanks to the brave.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.